All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A lot going on today over in the area of the Superdome. You got the Pels tipping off against the Bulls, getting the NBA season started tonight. We'll have the action for you here on WWL. And, of course, in case you haven't heard, Taylor Swift is going to have some concerts at the Superdome. Mike Haas joins us now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm all right. Let me just say this before we get to Taylor Swift, and I tell people this all the time. You are really missing out if you don't turn down the sound on TV and turn up. You and Deuce and Jeff Nowak, y'all do an extraordinary job. You and Deuce play well together. You compliment each other. Deuce has forgotten more about football than I'll ever know, and you paint a picture of the game, and you do really do. I enjoy the broadcast, Mike. I just want to tell you that. You're a pro's pro, and I
greatly appreciate it.
I mean,
a couple of victories wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, the only thing.
A couple of victories wouldn't hurt.
The only thing I don't like is that the Shahid, see you later, bye. I think you maybe sent him to the emergency room with that, and that's not what you're trying to do, right?
No, not at all.
All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift. What's going on today?
Well, today is the first day of merchandise sales. In fact, I'm standing in the line. I'm on Gerrard Street with about 75 people. You want to hear from them?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Say hello to Tommy Tucker on the radio.
Oh, my. What a reception.
Some have been here since, 5 o'clock.
Really?
So today is 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Champion Square. You don't have to have a ticket. Forget about it. Come on in. Get your merchandise. And 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock for anybody. And it's the same thing tomorrow, Champion Square, 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Anybody come get your merchandise. And then it changes a little bit. For Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you still go to the Smoothie King Center from 10 to 8. You don't have to have a ticket to get your merchandise. Champion Square, as you know, becomes a little different because you have to have a ticket to get in for your day. So at 2:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Champion Square opens up for people with tickets for, again, merchandise, and it stays open until 30 minutes after the concert. Pretty amazing. The point being, two keys here, that we are really trying to take care of a lot of people who are not going to the concerts, who don't have tickets, but want to come get the stuff. So we have a lot of opportunities for them. And secondarily, there's a lot of people that will be coming from out of town. And when we say, hey, Champion Square is the secure perimeter, like a Saints game, doesn't mean much to them, but it does. When you come into Champion Square on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you are in the perimeter. You can leave, but you can't re-enter. So keep that in mind. That's why we're pushing. Come get your merchandise early. Take it back to your hotel room and just enjoy the weekend.
Mike, we only have a couple of seconds here, but how extensive or how many to put the stage in and all that stuff for the shows? Was it a lot to be done at the Dome?
Oh, they're still doing it. It's
really?
Yeah, it's expensive, but guess what? This is what they do. They do it in other cities. Every city, it's down to a science. That's all good. And we start on Friday, but we have a lot of things going on before Friday.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. And good luck in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Oh, you bet, pal. We're going to get a W.
Thank you, sir. Hope so. Mike Haas, our friend, of course, the Pels tipping off against the Chicago Bulls tonight. That'll be here on WWL. We're going to talk about this whole dust-up with the Inspector General's office and a pub in Gretna when we come back.